Welcome back to Inside Agriculture. I'm News and Farm Director Eric Johnson.
The area of farm commodities covered in drought shrunk in many cases during the previous month. Rod Bain for the USDA has more.
Recent improvements in the U.S. Drought Monitor are reflected within the category of commodities in the continental 48 states covered in drought. The Drought Monitor for the period ending May 31st
show ongoing improvement in many of our main Midwestern production areas.
With USDA meteorologist Brad Rippey noting for corn and soybeans,
just 19% of that production area for the U.S. is considered to be in drought. Most of that acreage is in the western Corn Belt states of Kansas and Nebraska. That 19% for corn is down substantially from a spring peak of 36% back in mid-March. Similarly, for soybeans, coverage of drought is down to 10% of the production area, down from 26% in mid-March.
While several spring-planted northern crops are recording year-over-year decreases in drought coverage.
For example, sunflower. Last year, during the peak of the 2021 drought, 90% of the U.S. sunflower production area was in drought. That number has dropped to 27% by the end of May. For durum wheat, 100% of the production area in drought in the summer of 2021. That number has dropped to 46%. And for the U.S. spring wheat crop in 2021, 99% of the production area in drought. That has dropped to 25%.
Recent rains across the central and parts of the western U.S. have also benefited livestock commodities in drought-covered locales.
Hay production area in drought, 36% of the nation's production area currently experiencing drought on May 31st, down from a spring peak of 52%. And the U.S. cattle inventory in drought now at 51%, down fairly substantially from 64% on March 15th.
The winter wheat crop also received recent rains, yet
we still see a substantial portion of the winter wheat crop, 54% in drought at the end of May. However, that is down from a mid-March peak of 73%, but especially in those southern production areas, Texas, Oklahoma, and even extending northward into the Central Plains, many of those recent rains coming just a little bit too late to really greatly benefit the crop.
Rippey says cotton in drought has also been of concern.
Currently, we see 51% of the U.S. cotton belt experiencing drought. That drought is terribly pervasive and extensive across West Texas major cotton production areas. But even there, that number is down from 64% back in mid-March.
I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.
That's going to do it for today's edition of Inside Agriculture. Thank you for spending a few minutes of your day with us. Have a great weekend. Stay cool. We'll see you again on Monday.